For Parshas Miketz, we have four hopefully very interesting and meaningful Divrei Torah. So we're going to start out with Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Vav, that says as follows: when the brothers came down to Egypt to buy food, so they were sent obviously to Yosef. Yosef was in charge. He's the Mishnah Lamelech. He's in charge of everything. And it says when they came to him, obviously they didn't recognize him. Vayishtachavulo, they bowed down to him. This is the Mishnah Lamelech, effectively the king. You bow to the king. And it says that Yosef indeed recognized them, Vayisnaker Elehem, but he made himself a stranger. He didn't reveal himself to them. He wasn't going to tell them who he was. So typically we think of that as a negative thing for Yosef. Why didn't he reveal to them? Why didn't he tell his brothers who we are? But in fact, Rav Levi Yitzhak Miberdichev, who had such a positive view of every Yid, he has a very different view from this. And he says as follows, that typically when somebody is wrong, somebody is right and somebody is wrong. So let's say that A is right, they had an argument, and B was wrong. And now A has a proof that B was wrong. B is going to be totally embarrassed. It's going to cause him a lot of sorrow. Somebody that doesn't like to admit that he was wrong, especially in a very serious matter. And indeed, that's what we have here, that the brothers came down, they bowed to Yosef. The fulfillment of the dream where Yosef told them, you're going to bow to me, and the brothers said, you are absolutely wrong. That is craziness. We're never going to come to bow to you. And now the fulfillment of the dream just happened. And anyone else, or almost anyone else, would have simcha. Look, now's my opportunity to take revenge. Now's my opportunity to tell them, look, the dreams are fulfilled. You were wrong and I was right. Yosef knew, I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to take advantage of this situation. This is not the right time to reveal myself. In fact, this is the worst possible time to reveal myself. And in fact, that's why the pasuk says the kedusha salevi Rabbi Yitzchak Levi Yitzchak Miberdershev vayishtachavulo, they bowed to him. Yosef saw what was going on. He understood the fulfillment of the dreams. Right now, vayisnakerilem, I need to make sure that I don't reveal myself. I need to hide who I am because I do not want to cause my dear brothers embarrassment and sorrow over how wrong they were. Let's fast forward a little bit. We're going to go now to Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Yosef put his brothers in jail for 3 days. He claimed, you're meraglim, you're spies. And then he says, if you want to really prove your honesty and prove who you are, I'm going to keep one of you as collateral. The rest of you can go and bring your little brother back with you. And in fact, now the brothers are saying, we are responsible for this happening. Aval, Hashemi manachnu alachenu. They're speaking to themselves saying, we are responsible. It's because we indeed sold Yosef. Asharinu saras nafsho. We saw his sorrow. We saw what we were doing and we disregarded his cries for help. And continues the pasuk, b'hischanenu eleinu v'lo shamanu. When he was mischan and when he supplicated, he begged us. And we didn't listen. And the Malbim and others explain as follows, that even though the brothers did the correct thing, al pi din, if you looked at the letter of the law, they had a right to get rid of Yosef. They did correct. They followed the right procedures. But nonetheless, what they're saying is, although we did right, but we lacked a lifnim mishuras hadin, that when we heard his cries, we heard him supplicating, please don't sell me. And we disregarded it. We didn't have rachamim. We didn't have mercy on him. We did not act lifnim mishrus rasadin. We didn't give that extra level of courtesy, of mercy to someone, although we acted properly according to the letter of the law. But according to the spirit of the law, we did not act properly. And that was lacking in how we behaved towards Yosef. And in fact, Avnei Ozel expands on this. He says that there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia that says, L'charva Yerushalayim, is talking about Bayishen Yerushalayim, and the second temple was only destroyed because Al She'emidu Dineyam Al Din Torah, because they left, they acted based on the Din Torah, they acted based on the letter of the law, but they did not go any further. They did not act on the spirit of the law. They did not go lifnim mishruas hadin. And then the Sfarim tell us that in fact the Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of the sin of the sale of Yosef by his brothers. But we just said before that there was no sin. There was no sin here. So in fact, exactly is what's going on here in that the Bayit Sheni, they acted as the Gemara told us, al-Sheminu Dinam al-Din Torah, that they acted based on the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law. That was the same problem that the brothers of Yosef had, that they didn't give that extra after that lifnim mishrua sedin. And that is why Yerushalayim, the Bayit Sheni, was destroyed because of that lack of going that extra step. Third Dvar Torah, we're going to go forward, flash forward. Eventually, the brothers go back. They want to go back to, they went back to their home to Yaakov, and Yaakov wants to send them back to get food, but the brothers tell them, there's no way we can go back without bringing Binyamin. And eventually, Yaakov relents, he agrees, they need the food, and begrudgingly, he says, okay, go ahead, take Binyamin, be careful. And the Pasuk tells us that when they actually got back to Yosef, he still did not reveal who he was, but he sat down to eat, to break bread with them in his own house. Vatayrev Masas Binyamin Mimasas Kulam. He gave an additional portion to Binyamin. Why is he doing this? This is what caused the whole problem, that Yaakov was showing favoritism to Yosef. He got the Technicolor dream coat. And here we have Yosef doing the same thing to his brother Binyamin. He's giving him extra. And apparently he's going to cause jealousy between the brothers. And then the Pasuk tells us, interestingly, Vayishtu, that the brothers drank together, Vayishkru, and they got shikr, they got drunk emo together with Yosef. And Rashi makes a cryptic comment here. Niyom Shemachru, from the day that the brothers sold Yosef so many years ago, Lo Shatu, Va'oso Ayom Shatu, they had not drunk alcohol since. And this was the first day, since the day that they sold Yosef, that they had a drink. So the question is obvious. Why are they celebrating? Why are they having a drink here? They don't know that this is Yosef. They have no clue. So what's changed in the situation that would enable them to drink alcohol at this point? And the Kav Chain explains beautifully that right then, the brothers saw that this Mishnah LeMelech, this king, that they didn't know was Yosef, gave extra portions. He gave extra to Binyamin. And despite that, they were not feeling jealousy. And they understood right then that they had fixed the chait of Mechiras Yosef. They understood that their jealousy that they had towards Yosef, which was a terrible mita, has now been fixed because they're not feeling any jealousy towards Binyamin that he got extra from this king. Accordingly, they said, this is something indeed that should be celebrated. In fact, we fixed the problem that caused the selling of Yosef. And that's why it says back when Yosef, v'yiknu bo achav, that they were jealous of him. And here we don't have the jealousy. Accordingly, now they were willing to drink because of their having done a true kapara over the sale of Yosef. And another interesting point here, the Kilas Yitzchak adds on, he says that indeed they were concerned here. When they came to Yosef originally, they came down the first time, he started claiming that they were meraglim, they were spies, etc. And now they're concerned he's going to make the same claim now. Okay, you've come back, you brought your brother Binyamin, but you're meraglim. And they said to themselves, how are we going to convince him that we are not meraglim? And they said, how are we going to convince him that we're going to that we're telling the truth? There's a concept, nichnas yayin yatza sod. If you drink, you get shikr, everything comes out. The sod, the secrets come out. They said to themselves, okay, we'll have to get shikr, and they'll see what he'll see. Yosef, this Mishnah LeMelech, this second in charge of the kingdom, they'll see what comes out of our mouths, and we're not going to be talking about that we're meraglim. We'll talk about the truth, because we've only been telling him the truth, and he will see, even intoxicated, that we're telling the truth, and he will finally believe us indeed that we are not meraglim, we are not spies. Okay, fast forward a little bit. The fourth Dvar Torah goes like this, that Yosef, now that the brothers are leaving, he still hasn't disclosed who he is, and he put his goblet in the sack of Binyamin. He sets them up. He sets them up, and accordingly they leave. And Yosef, Hem Yatsu, the brothers leave. They left the city. Lo Hirchiku, they didn't get far. And Yosef tells the person in charge of his house, run quickly. Go get them. Bring them back. So the question is, why does it say they didn't go far? Run quickly. What's the big rush? So I saw a nice explanation as follows, that there is a halacha that when you leave the city, you have to say, Tfilas HaDerech, and the Tfilas HaDerech has to be said within a certain amount of time or a distance after you leave the city. And Yosef here wanted to be sure that they didn't say Tfilas HaDerech yet. Go get them quickly before they say Tfilas HaDerech, because if they say the Tfilas HaDerech asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for protection, we will not be successful in overcoming them and bringing back. So that was the urgency of Yosef. Go get them quickly. Make sure they don't go far so they don't say Tfilas HaDerech. Bring them back before that happens so we can be successful in bringing them back here. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.